This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio. This afternoon, the Colorado Springs Fire Department responded as mutual aid to a fire at Fort Carson. KRDO's Emily Coffey is at the Mountain Post with details.
Fort Carson says a fire sparked behind Patriot Elementary School around 1 p.m. They then evacuated Patriot Elementary, though it is on spring break. Sam Loop within Dakota Ridge housing areas are no longer under pre-evacuation orders. Fort Carson says that Patriot School Age Services and Cheyenne Mountain Child Development Center are being evacuated to the youth center on base. Now, our KRDO 13 team will continue to monitor the story throughout the day. Reporting live near Fort Carson, Emily Coffey.
Fort Carson is grounding all aviation assets until further notice. Military officials made the announcement today after two soldiers were injured in a helicopter crash. The accident happened last night during routine training on post. Both soldiers are expected to be okay. Colorado Springs Police is looking for a teenage girl who's been missing for several days. 17-year-old Erica Franklin vanished on Sunday. She was last seen walking along Hearthstone Avenue in the Mountain Shadows neighborhood. Erica is described as 4'11" and 100 pounds with brown hair and brown eyes. Police say they're concerned for her well-being. Anyone with information is urged to come forward. State lawmakers are starting to debate a $40 billion budget bill. The Joint Budget Committee, chaired by State Democratic Representative Shannon Byrd, has spent months determining how to meet the state's most pressing needs.
For the most part, our committee had strong consensus on, I think, the things that really matter the most.
The package was introduced Wednesday. This bill fully funds K through 12 education and includes more money for college, which could help limit tuition increases. It also aims to fix the staffing shortage at the Department of Corrections and give state employees a pay raise. The debate will begin in the House before moving on to the Senate. A Canyon City building that went up in 1888 is now at risk of being torn down. Tim Bell with the Canyon City Police Department says they are investigating a partial building collapse on Main Street.
We can't speak for the stability of the structure. So if somebody decides to go in there and a strong wind comes along or something, we don't know if that'll knock this building over. So we're just asking people to stay out of the area.
Engineers are assessing the damage after a back wall collapsed Tuesday night. It's part of an addition built years later. Two people got up safely. They were on the first floor, which houses a vape shop and a nail salon. Both businesses are waiting to find out if they're ever reopen again. Workers can't go inside. Same for the family in the apartment upstairs. The city says it's helping them and the owners find a temporary space as the investigation continues. The suspected UCCS shooter isn't answering to new charges just yet.
Basically, I just want to say I'm being confident.
Nicholas Jordan was back in court yesterday after allegedly punching an El Paso County Sheriff's deputy in his jail cell, but his lawyer wants to deal with that after the 25-year-old is evaluated to see if he's competent to stand trial in last month's double murder. The results could be revealed by his April 12th hearing, which will also take up the assault case. And some Colorado Springs students are in for a rare educational opportunity. The Air Force Academy will land a special helicopter at Holmes Middle School Monday. This will allow kids and visitors to get an up-close look and learn about its features. A captain and two other Air Force members plan to talk about military life and answer questions. The helicopter will be on display from about 10 o'clock Monday morning to 2:45 in the afternoon.
Our winds will calm down after about 9 o'clock this evening. Overnight lows in the 30s. Winds will increase yet again out of the west-southwest through Friday, as winds gust about 30 to 35 miles per hour, especially south of Highway 50. So that is going to trigger areas of high fire danger on Friday, especially across the southeastern plains. Temperatures in the 60s on Friday. We hold steady in the 60s with breezy winds through the weekend. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.